next after Mrs. Holt, there was Mrs. Bland. Oh, and she was a bit eccentric. She used to shout like, I don't know what, at her husband and the kiddie sort of thing. You could hear from one end of the street to the other. Then it came the wall, and then it went onto the archway. You entered that other, you know, other half from there. And the first one, there was a lady, I think she was Mrs. Store. She was a big fat lady who used to, well, she didn't smell very nice. And then next to her was a lady called, well, it was obviously a man-like as well, a Mimux. And then the next house to that was my dad's mother, Bertha French, they called her. And then there was one more, and that was the Ridleys. And then there was another wall, but you had to enter that, those three, but you had to go down the outside of the street to an archway at the bottom, so to get into that one, back again for these three, sort of thing. And then I say, the first one after the wall was a man called Frank Baines, who used to mend shoes. And then next door was the Whartons, they were a big family. And then the last one was little Tabby Golding, as we called it, and he was the sexton at Wharton Church, who used to toll the bell for funerals and church services on a Sunday. So that was the whole street. And then, of course, the other side, there was, oh dear, I can't remember who lived at the first one. I can latterly, it was the Mabbotts, then Mrs. Rennick, and then the Moden, your grandma's brother. And then she lived, Plaskett's lived next door to them. And then there was Mr. and Mrs. Needham, next to them, and North Edge, to call the lady after that. Then, of course, they had the wall, of course. And after the wall, I can't remember the first one, but there was Barker's lived to the next one. I can't remember the next one. Then there was Mrs. Snowden and Miss Snowden, who got married when she was very mature, at sort of unearthly hour of 8 o'clock in the morning at the church, and nobody knew about it. And I can't remember who lived at the end one. Broomfields, I think it was, yes. So I can remember some of them, but not all of them. And I say this Barker, I can remember them, because in that book there's a picture of the cricket team, and the only one of the cricket team that I could recognise was Albert Barker, sort of thing, in the middle of this sort of thing.